July the 3rd, 1994. Greetings, Commander.
Welcome back. Welcome aboard. And I know that the group here, we try never to use the term group, and yet what do you call a room full of people? I mean, since the adversary got hold of your language, there are very few terms. Anyway, the group who lives around this area are a little shocked that I would stop a meeting in the middle. I usually keep them until dark, make them suffer. I'm not above browbeating them, as you notice, but on the other hand, it's business. You've come to a turning point where you're going to have to turn away from the mundane and into the reality of the seriousness of your situation. You see, the most precious term that gets thrust at these ones is anti-Semite. Well, I'm going to explain this very briefly. We are the Semites. Those calling themselves Jews are mostly not. They're certainly not the Israelites. They're not even Judeans. The term Jew was taken, conjured, accepted, created by the Khazarian Empire. They decided that they would take up Judaism. They had several choices. These were the major merchants. I'm sorry, they were the troublemakers. They were the mercenaries. And they literally had an empire for some 300 years, and you can tell it's like everything else that happens. They remove it from history. But it's still there. And they will be the first to be sacrificed, those ones calling themselves Jews who are not. And that is the horrendous truth. Was there a Holocaust? For goodness sakes, there have been many. When the Bolsheviks took over Russia, every member of the board, every member of the head of government was from the Khazarian Jewish background. They either changed their names. Lenin was from that background, but he was not as directly, quote, Jewish as the others. They brought communism into Russia. There were over 10 million Christians slaughtered. But that somehow drops out of history. And yet you're going to have Steven Spielberg make a fantasy movie, a fiction book, and now it is going to be required law to show it in the school so that no one ever forgets this horrible Holocaust. They tried to raise the number of Jews killed from 6 million to 6,500,000 year before last, and it didn't fly amongst the Jewish community, so they backed her back off to 6 million. Am I anti-Jew? Am I anti-anything? No, I'm not. Was there a Holocaust? If you mean was there death, misery, horror, and hell, oh, indeed. But the Jews didn't have any corner on it. And who was trying to get rid of the Jewish element? The Khazarians. And the most incredible horror to the Jews took place in those Russian communist-run death camps. But none of them were gas chambers for the purpose of exterminating the Jewish population. That could have well been the intent. I am not here to judge history. That is not my purpose. I'm not going to quarrel over the Holocaust. There was a Holocaust. There was horror. Also, I remind you all that the entire war was orchestrated, set up, and financed by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and that bunch. I'm not quarreling it. But mankind is going to have to wake up. There is an Antichrist element. That's called Satan. There is no such thing as Judeo-Christian religion. What in the world do you mean? The Judeans and the Pharisees denied him. And when I say denied him, because they are using Christ as a term of name for Jesus. That is wrong. Christ is a state of being in goodness. Judeo simply means from the heritage of Hebrew. It should mean from the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But that's not what they mean. They have hooked them together to lump it in so that it's one. And a positive one. But it's an oxymoron. It is like saying military science or Christian or religious science. The two have no meaning in the same breath. And neither does Judeo-Christian, as it is thrust at you. One denied Christ, the other is Christ. Or in that attainment, that belief structure. And to say that the Judeo-Christians, and we must wait, and when God comes forth, it will be after the Jews have rebuilt the temple of Solomon. Well, how you want to do that? There's a mosque sitting on that hill. Well, you just heard it from the chief rabbi. Kill the Arabs. Kill Arafat. Well, how can I, serving God, condone either one? Mathematically, I can count. And if you have the millions of Jewish people who are receiving remuneration for these horrors perpetrated upon them, let us say you have 5 million. It's more than that. That receive money annually from Germany for the atrocities just to the Jews. And they say there were 6 million killed. You count on your fingers. At the time, there were not 6 million in the area. So regardless of what happened or how horrible it was, which I cannot quarrel. I have no wish to quarrel. My statement is that it could not have been the way it is told to you. And I do not withdraw that statement simply because they want to make a law around the world that says you will go to prison. And Dorma says, yeah, but it's me that they also say will go to prison. If you've reduced yourselves to this in humanity, then it doesn't matter much, does it? Why can you not stick to the truth? What I said and what I will repeat about the Holocaust is that if one, just one, and by lying about it, you reduce the honor to that one. All the wars of your place have been perpetrated intentionally for one reason or another. And I do have a request. I had a break, and that's what I started to say. This is a shocker. I usually keep everybody till late, and then there isn't any cake. I wanted that break. I wanted the discussions that took place. We have one visiting here called Marty. He introduced himself to several of you. George Green was to see him yesterday. I honor these people. They came out here with an open mind. And I don't want Dorma to be the one to, quote, give facts. Rod Enns is the president of the Institute. Father Cleary. We have no religion here. But it's certainly time truth was brought forth. George Green was hurt by no one here. And yet he has inflicted pain and misery beyond belief. But we can be a bit gentle with him too. I'm going to ask EJ to read from yesterday about the Monarch program. It's a little bit different than the ones that you guys have gotten so far. And I hate to make you sit through it, but I'm going to tell you something. It is going to fit the personality as projected by the very ones sent in to pull this program down. Do they know it when they first come, as did George Green? Very, very unlikely. These are products. Either replications, number one, which can be programmed, or they are genuine entities which have been taken and physically programmed. And there are plenty of clues. You will never know unless you know both sides of the story, and this is the way it is with truth always. And the adversary is so good at lying, this is the job. But there is such confusion in lying, and especially in programmed servant, slave, liars. They will never tell the same story twice. So you have to know some of the questions to ask. And you should get your information always, visitors, because I cannot tell you how much I appreciate your coming or the ones who brought you. And I don't want to call attention. We don't need names. There's nothing hidden here. Everyone is welcome, and we even make you eat cake. All we want is for you to join with us as family participants. That's all. No price for this wonderful non-show. We don't have a show. You have to go to Jay-Z for that. Or Mafu. I almost said Mafia. I won't tell you that's a good show too. It's the time in the evolution. And I don't know about you, but man, I am privileged. This is the show, you know, of the universe. When a planet comes to this, into its evolvement. And to be allowed to participate is just about the most incredible honor, no matter how you feel about it today. And to be a participant is just the greatest gift there is. So why don't you share that, EJ, and then we can talk about it if anybody wants to. This is a military project. It's a government project in the brainwashing category. And you see, the military or the intelligence officers, you'd have to understand when I say USNP. I don't know what Timothy Binder wants to admit or if he knows nothing. But that institute, or that university, comes right out of Tavistock in England. And that is a royal institute. And it is funded by, regardless of whether he knows or not, it is funded by the Brookings Institute, which is the top mind control institute in the United States. And that is hooked up, and the agents who operate or make sure these universities and institutes, you see, it is a new age ascension, get in touch with your higher self. And by their own words, they said Walter Russell was a humanist. His work says otherwise. Lao said he was a humanist. He was simply given some of the most critical information on what is God. And they turned it into a place of meditation spiritualism. I don't care what they did with it. I just know that when they sue my scribe for plagiarism of scientific data offered by the same teacher that worked for over 30 days and nights with Walter Russell, and George Green is the publisher who would always get permission from the authors, and he lists in their America West copyrights, when from day one I said there will be no copyrights, and everybody in this room knows it. And then to try to get my people arrested just for driving across the border into Nevada is unacceptable. Out of this same stream comes the intelligence, Mossad, all of your CIA intelligence services. They're all trained out of that same mind control Tavistock Institute in London. You have never moved one inch from the British crown. And I want to tell you why I get irate. My enemy, you don't even understand. England may be your enemy. It's called British Israel. The Antichrist. They call themselves the Antichrist. They are the Antichrist. Why would I, who work with and travel with the one you called Christ, bless them? How much respect would you have for me? It isn't all right, you see. And you've given your nation back to them. They control your Congress. They absolutely, and you've had to experience it to see it. They totally 100% control your judicial system. You have not practiced constitutional law at the very least since 1933 when you went into martial law. And I haven't even begun, and we're 100 books. I can't tell you here. But I'd appreciate it before the visitors leave if some of you would visit with them. It's important that you know where you stand. And what sounds really good is, oh, well, there's Colonel Brights, Green Beret, Delta Force, the Golden Triangle. He would have spilled the beans on the Golden Triangle. Are you kidding me? You just walk up to Kunsa and say, hey, I'm here. Does he even understand what he's about? No. And when he's ready to make his peace with God, he'll be one of the most valuable human beings on your place to your nation. But as long as he plays with his, and this is the term, hear me well, and if you want some confirmation, we've got him right in this room. Handler. Master. Master handler. And you've got four people that are perfect, perfect examples. George Green, Desiree Green, Bo Greitz, and Claudia. Am I talking down about them? No. And they would all want to tell you Commander is nuts, and that woman's nuts. No. Your government will tell you this is not even technologically possible while they thrust some other science fiction crap at you. They can, in 24 now hours, have a full working adult replica from DNA. I mean it. If they don't find identical blood of O.J. Simpson there, that will be the shocker. Man, somebody's really blown it. That is the easiest thing to get. And if you're going to go to all that bother, don't you think you'd have some DNA matching blood to do nothing more than dump there? I can do it with Giandriana, for goodness sakes. And when I say I can do it, that is a physical thing that any one of you could do if you just knew what to do. In 48 hours, you can have a fully functioning, mentally downloaded, and I want to tell you something, when old Clinton's having trouble, and guess where he is this weekend over at Camp David? This is the renewal updating place. That's why you can't get in there. And you just listen. Well, they sealed this agreement over at Camp David, and then you just watch the guys. They laugh about Carter and his rabbits. It's because it's true.
I read a piece in the paper today.
The Clintons didn't like Camp David very well. But right now, they started really loving it. So they'll be going there often.
Well, I hope they do a good job on them there, because I'll tell you something. If you pull down that whole government, what you want is the ones in control to understand, and I believe that they do. You see, I'm not here to threaten anybody, force anybody, do anything. I'm sent here to bring you the truth. And I don't really care how many of you don't want to hear it. That is beside the point. You've got all of infinity. I want to tell you something. Before you go with God, you'll know. And what you don't seem to remember is that it doesn't matter how long it takes to get there. If you're walking around a soul being, and if you care enough to come out here to try to find out the truth about it, then you're very likely a soul-bearing being. And that soul is going to go somewhere. It ain't going to go to sit at the right hand of God, Creator, until you at least learn how to get up in the morning on this place. That is the wheel of physical. I call it incarceration. I know you call it incarnation or something. You're a prisoner here. You can't get off this place. You will be sucked back to it. You cannot survive out there, even on the moon, where you have a base. And the Russians, in their cosmospheres, decide who gets up there. But I've got my fleet above them. I have a job. You have a choice. I've made mine. It's up to you to make yours. And the very thing the enemy wants is for you to be unable to make your choice, and that means mind control. And you're in it. Korea was a test, but Vietnam was it.
How many other questions?
May I?
Hi, everybody. I'm Marty, and I'm the gentleman that spent time with George Green, and I'm honored to be here. I have some specific questions that I'd like to ask, if I could. Number one is, I think that a plan of action is now needed. And could I gather everybody's support here with you approving everything? Is that a possibility for a plan of action? As far as, I have a lot of contacts with different powers that be in the entertainment industry, which I think is a good place to start from, and also the Eternity Church of God to open up all over the country. This was a vision that I had, and also I will perform at any time because I'm a singer too. So you're saying that the show, not a show here? Well, you have a show if you want me to get up and sing, and I brought my tape.
We don't want a show.
Okay, well, if maybe when everything's over, I'll sing to you anyway, if you want me to. Okay, thank you for letting me come here, and plan of action that I'm talking about, I have something in mind that I would like to discuss. Is this appropriate to do it now, or would it be?
No, it is not appropriate simply because we don't involve in plans.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not being insensitive. I hear you, and you need plans.
Got it.
But it can never come from here.
Just also a little bit of information on the mind control is called spin. They have spinning rooms where anything that they want to materialize or manifest in the world, whether it be good or bad, it goes to a spinning room, and they actually play it out like a role. And I'm trying to remember exactly what spin means. It's, I have it in the car, actually, what the letters.
The letters are.
Right, but it's called spin in the circles. Okay, thank you.